Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
All right. Well, Mike, you're smiling.
I'm smiling.
Why are you smiling so?
Because I'm happy.
Oh, what are you happy about?
I don't know.
Oh. Is it?
Is that weird? That's weird if I smile too much, right?
Are you sure it's a happy smile?
Well, no, it's fake.
Oh.
But I'm still happy. I'm happy to be here with you and with everyone there outside there. But yes, we smile, and of course, everyone thinks you're really happy, but it's true. If you smile for no good reason, then that's weird. The other weird thing, I think, is that even if you're in a bad mood, if someone says, hey, I'm going to take your picture, everyone smiles. You know, if you're at a party, it's like, hey, take the picture. And then as soon as the picture's over, you go back to normal. Why do we always try to look happy in pictures?
I think because you don't want to look back on them and be like, oh, I was really grumpy that day.
Well, if you're grumpy, that's okay. But of course, people do smile when they're happy. That's the most common time to smile, when you're happy or when you'd want to try to look friendly as well.
But there are other times that we smile. And like you kind of saw on my face today, it might not always be a happy smile.
Yes.
And those are the kind of smiles we're going to talk about in today's article.
Okay.
So let's get started.
Sounds good.
Reading. What are you smiling about? How can you tell if someone is happy? One sign is that they are smiling from ear to ear. However, studies have shown that smiling doesn't necessarily mean that a person is happy. Researchers discovered there are 19 different types of smiles, but only 6 happen when people are having fun. One reason that people smile is that they are uncomfortable. An example of this is the fear smile. Humans smile like this, and so do chimpanzees. To make a fear smile, chimps pull back their lips and expose both their teeth and their gums. The expression is helpful because a chimp that makes this face seems like less of a threat. They do this when they are scared of another chimp with a higher position in their society. If you've ever made a big mistake in public, you've probably used the embarrassed smile. It's a way that people try to hide their emotions. When people make an embarrassed smile, their faces turn red. In addition, they might move their head down to avoid making eye contact with others.
Okay, so what does our article say today?
Well, it begins with a question. Not a question that's kind of a test or a quiz, just a question to get you thinking about the topic. And of course, we're talking about smiling. So the question is, how can you tell if someone is happy? How can you tell? To tell something here, it's not like telling a story. It's about how can you see or how can you be sure if someone is happy? How can you tell if someone is happy?
Well, the easiest way, obviously, is by looking at someone's face. Okay, so our article tells us more about that. It says one sign is that they are smiling from ear to ear. Now, we're going to take a quick break right away because that sentence used today's shortcut for you. Smile from ear to ear. Let's hear more about it from our friends.
Shortcut for you.
What do you want to do tonight?
Well, actually, I can't hang out with you tonight.
What? Why not?
I already have plans.
Wait a second. Do you have a date?
How did you guess?
Well, first of all, you're smiling from ear to ear.
Good guess. I'm so happy that even my ears are smiling.
That's not quite what I meant. To smile or grin from ear to ear means that you're smiling a lot because you're really happy.
So, to smile or to grin from ear to ear means 笑得合不拢嘴.
So, who's the lucky person?
Do you remember Corey from dinner last week.
Oh, he's cute. That news has me smiling from ear to ear. I hope you have fun. Okay, welcome back. So, as you saw, smile from ear to ear just means to smile really wide or to have a really big smile.
That's right.
Yeah, think about the Joker from Batman.
That's right. If you got a very wide mouth, you might be smiling from ear to ear. Or even if you don't, if there's just a big smile on your face.
Right.
Someone might say, hey, why are you smiling from ear to ear? Why is your smile so big? Why do you look so happy?
Yeah.
All right, so a lot of people, yes, if you want to see if they're happy, look at their face, look for that smile.
Right.
However, the article continues, studies have shown that smiling doesn't necessarily mean that a person is happy. Very interesting. This is from scientific research. We know that because it began with studies have shown.
Right.
That's another way of saying scientists have looked at this carefully. Their research, their studies give us this data, this information. Their studies show that smiling doesn't necessarily mean that a person is happy. Necessarily, this adverb is used to describe a situation that's done in a way that can't be different or can't be avoided.
Right.
All right? You're really clearing things up here when you use a term like necessarily or not necessarily. All right? So you're sort of warning people that things could change. This is possible, but it's not 100%.
Right.
All right?
Okay, well, we have an example sentence.
Oh, good.
Of not necessarily.
Not necessarily, okay.
Molly thinks that if she pays a lot of money for something, it will be high quality.
Mm.
But that's not necessarily true.
It's a very, very good point.
Right.
Just because something is expensive doesn't necessarily mean it's the best thing that you can buy.
Right.
It just means it costs a lot.
That's true. Okay, so we've learned that studies show that smiling doesn't necessarily mean you're happy.
So basically, that just means that if you see a person smiling, it isn't 100% that they're in a good mood. There could be another reason.
Exactly.
Mm.
Now, let's learn a little bit more about these other reasons.
Okay.
The article says, researchers discovered there are 19 different types of smiles.
Excuse me? What?
19.
19 different kinds of smile.
Right?
Wow.
But only 6 happen when people are having fun.
Really?
Yeah.
So only 6 of them are sort of the happy smile, and the other 13 are for different reasons.
That's right.
Very interesting. And we know this is all good information because it's given to us by people who are smart, who've studied this and have asked many questions and found many answers. These people are
researchers. Now, researcher is a person that does research as their job. Okay, so we know this because we add the letters ER to the end of the noun research. Now, let's talk about research. It's the serious study of a subject in order to learn new information about it. So maybe you know some things about it already, but you're studying to find more or new information about it. So here's a researcher in an example sentence. The researchers have been studying cancer for years, but they still haven't found a cure.
And we often use an adjective or a noun before that to tell you what type of researcher.
Right.
So these could be medical researchers or cancer researchers or like that. If you study history, you might be a historical researcher, all right? But the point is, you're a scientist, probably. You study things. This is your job. You're out there to get more information.
Right.
So researchers have told us that we have many types of smiles, 19, but only 6 of them are the happy smiles. Well, let's find out a little bit about these other 13 not-so-happy smiles.
Okay.
It says, one reason that people smile is that they are uncomfortable. Okay, now here when we talk about being uncomfortable, we're not talking about wearing pants that are too tight.
Nope.
Or shoes that are too small or something. Not kind of you're uncomfortable in your body,
right,
but you're uncomfortable in your mind or your feelings.
Right, so you're not these uncomfortable feelings are going to be the opposite of happy and excited. Oh. They'll be like, I'm scared or I'm worried.
I'm embarrassed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about one example of an uncomfortable smile. Mm-hmm. The article says, an example of this is the fear smile.
The fear smile. Mm-hmm. Big lion running at me. It's going to eat me. Hi!
Probably not smiling, but like...
No, I don't think I'd smile.
I think we probably have an example here.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's find out what the article says next. It says, humans smile like this, and so do chimpanzees.
Our close cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, we saw there that humans smile like this, and so do chimpanzees. We're showing that these two things do the same thing. I like popcorn, and so does my brother, something like that. When we use and so, we can follow it with a verb, but a special kind of verb. It's either an auxiliary verb, like do, does, have, has, or a to-be verb, like is, am, or are. I am from Canada, and so is my friend Joe, or something like that. For example, we could say, my class went on a field trip to the zoo last week, and so did my little brothers. Both classes went to the zoo last week. Very interesting stuff. Let's get back to these animal smiles.
Okay, so humans have fear smiles.
Yes.
So... I can't think of very many situations where I would smile if I was scared of something, but we do see it in chimpanzees.
Okay.
Now, let's look at this animal. A chimpanzee is an ape, kind of like we are coming from apes.
Sure.
Right? You guys have probably studied evolution by now, but chimpanzees only live in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Or zoos.
Or zoos. Yeah. You can see chimpanzees in zoos in Taiwan,
that's right.
Probably. But they're the closest living relatives to humans.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so because of this, they have very similar features, including the same facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of the similar things to humans. They eat the same foods.
Yep.
This kind of thing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We can learn a lot about basic human behavior.
Right.
Animal kind of behavior by watching chimpanzees and other great apes like them. They also share, 98% of our DNA,
something
too.
Like that, yeah.
So
it's
they're,
quite
big. Pretty close cousins, but it doesn't mean you can, go out and date one. That would be weird and then probably quite dangerous because they're very strong.
Yes.
Anyways, if we want to learn about where we came from, researchers looking at chimpanzees, that's a good idea. Now, what do they do when they make this fear smile, this not happy but scared or fear smile. It says, to make a fear smile, chimps pull back their lips and expose both their teeth and their gums. Wow, that's a big smile, kind of like that. Now we're exposing our teeth and our gums. To expose, this verb basically means to remove the covering of something, to show it in all of its glory. So if you take off all your clothes, you're exposing yourself to the world. Try not to do that outside. You might get arrested by the police.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take off a hat, you're exposing your head, okay? It might be a good idea on a nice cool day. You can expose your head. Here we learn that when they smile, they pull back their lips. Of course, these are our lips that we use for talking and kissing and eating. And they expose their teeth. Your teeth and the gums. That's the pink skin that sort of holds your teeth, or at the top of your teeth and the bottom of your teeth down there. We call those your gums.
Right.
Not chewing gum,
just
gum. It's important to brush your teeth and your gums to have a healthy mouth.
Okay, well, what they're doing is they're pulling back their lips, they're showing in their teeth and their gums. This doesn't really feel like a smile to me, but it is to a chimp, and there's a very important reason they do this. The article tells us the expression is helpful because a chimp that makes this face seems like less of a threat.
Really? So they're kind of smiling. Maybe they're also showing, look, I have big teeth, so don't give me too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an expression. When we talk about things we do with our faces to communicate, to send a message, that's kind of what we're talking about as an expression. That would be a facial expression, an expression of the face, but basically an expression is anything you're doing to try to communicate an idea or a feeling or something like that. A smile is a happy facial expression.
Right.
sometimes.
Okay.
For example, mm-hmm. I could tell from her expression that something serious had happened. Mm. She probably looked like that. Her eyebrows were kind of in with those lines there, and she wasn't smiling, probably.
Right. Okay, so this facial expression,
yes,
this fear smile, is a way of saying, I am not a threat.
Not a threat.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so the noun threat is someone or something that others see as dangerous. Mm. That thing can hurt me. That is a threat. Now, here we're saying that chimps that show this face are not dangerous,
okay,
or trying to show that they're not dangerous, so they are not a threat. So they are not going to hurt something else.
It's like their way of sort of waving that white flag of peace and saying, hey, man, I'm not going to hurt
you. Not going to hurt you. You're safe.
We're good. Mm-hmm. We're okay.
Here's an example of threat. The high levels of air pollution in this city are a threat to people's health.
They're a danger.
Right.
Basically. Mm-hmm. All right. And they do this, we read, when they are scared of another chimp with a higher position in their society.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons you might want to look like not so dangerous, like you're not a threat, when the person looking at you may be thinking you want to fight is stronger than you, more powerful than you, older than you. You know, chimp societies are sort of like humans, and if you're older and stronger, the younger ones are probably going to say, I'm sorry, yes, you're the boss.
Right.
Something like that.
In a normal situation, like in a daily situation, maybe if your teacher is mad at you for not doing your homework, and you know, this person is in authority, you know, they're higher than you, they can get you in trouble. Maybe if they're yelling at you and you just go, and you try, you're a little bit afraid of what they're going to say.
Right, right.
You give them the fear smile.
But you're just trying to say, look, I'm no danger to you, so if you hurt me, it's your fault, because I'm not going to do anything.
Exactly.
That's right. We do have a grammar point to look at there. Here it says we're using the word with to explain more about a subject. We talked about a chimp with a higher position in the group or something like this. With here is followed by a noun clause. So we had a chimp with a higher position in society. A person with a really good job. We're not talking about something they actually have with them, like a man with an umbrella, although you could say that. We're talking about something where we're giving more of a description, we're giving a better idea of the person or thing that we're talking about. For example, I need to talk to the woman with the red purse over there. So we're describing the woman and adding this detail that she has a red purse. Okay, so we've looked at the fear smile. Mm-hmm. Let's look at another smile that's not a happy smile.
Okay, so the article goes on to say, if you've ever made a big mistake in public, you've probably used the embarrassed smile.
Mm.
Okay, now let's talk about this phrase, in public. Mm-hmm. It means that something happens where other people can see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the opposite is in private. This is when you do something where nobody can see it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So if we use in public as an example, we can say this. If you need to talk to an employee about a mistake, don't do it in public, because this will make the person upset.
Interesting, yes. Mm-hmm. And we also saw the adverb probably there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, probably is an adverb, one of those frequency words. Talk about how often or how likely something happens. If you are probably going to do something or something's probably going to happen, it's about an 80% chance. Mm. It's a very good chance, but it's not for sure. For example, it's probably going to rain today, so you should bring your umbrella.
And if you don't, maybe it won't rain.
That's true.
And if it does, you'll get wet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so that sentence said that you've probably used the embarrassed smile before. Yeah, so if you make a big mistake in public, maybe you call your teacher mom.
Oh my gosh.
In class.
Oh my gosh.
Now you feel embarrassed.
Yes.
And people might look at you and be like, oh, ah, and they laugh. Mm-hmm. And you go, So let's talk about this embarrassed smile. Embarrassed is an adjective. When a person is embarrassed, they feel uncomfortable, nervous, or worried about how other people think about them.
Mm.
Now, this often happens because we don't want other people to think we look silly.
Exactly. Mm,
okay, here's an example. Don has a nice voice, but he feels embarrassed if we ask him to sing for us.
He's very shy and he'll turn red in the face. That's right. How you might know someone's embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the embarrassed smile. Why do we do it? It's a way that people try to hide their emotions. Mm-hmm. So they feel very silly, but they're trying to look like they're cool and everything's fine. Yeah. These are different emotions. If you feel embarrassed, if you feel silly, if you feel angry, if you feel happy, those are all emotions, basically the feelings that you have.
Right.
All right, it's a noun. And we could say, for example, Iris is not afraid to show her emotions, so we always know how she's feeling. If she's happy, you can tell. If she's sad, you can tell. Her emotions are clear.
Right, okay. So obviously, you're trying to hide that you are worried about how these other people are looking at you. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, something usually gives that away. Mm. Here the article says, when people make an embarrassed smile, their faces turn red.
Yes, that's called to blush. Right. B-L-U-S-H. If you blush, you're probably embarrassed. All right, here's another thing people do. It says, in addition, they might move their head down to avoid making eye contact with others. That's something embarrassed people will do. They might be smiling, looking up like that, because they don't want to make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Eye contact is looking directly at the person, right into their eyes as they look at you. Sometimes people say, for example, if you meet a new dog that seems a little nervous, don't make eye contact.
Right.
Because that might be make that dog angry. Just keep your eyes down, look at the ground, don't look directly in their eyes.
Right.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that's all the time we actually have to talk about. Our uncomfortable smiles today.
Yeah.
So we are going to go to our For You chat and we'll be back with more smiles tomorrow.
Okay.
For You chat.
All right, welcome back. Mm. We are talking about smiles.
Okay.
And we finished off our article talking about feeling embarrassed.
Oh.
So our For You chat question is, think of a time when you felt embarrassed.
No.
What happened?
Are you going to ask me this question?
Yes.
Well, often when you move to a new country with different culture and language, you can do silly things. You might feel embarrassed. When I first came here, I went to a restaurant with a friend and I learned how to say dumplings. And I learned how to ask for the waitress to come over and, you know, give me the bill or something like that. So I went back the next day. I'm like, I'm going to speak Chinese. I went in and I asked for 10 xiaojies instead of shui jiaos. You see? So I got that. And they looked at me like, you can't get that here. And then I realized my mistake. So I was quite embarrassed.
Mm.
But I went back the next day and
you learned your lesson.
I got my dumplings.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all the time that we've got to talk about embarrassing situations today. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What are you smiling about? How can you tell if someone is happy? One sign is that they are smiling from ear to ear. However, studies have shown that smiling doesn't necessarily mean that a person is happy. Researchers discovered there are 19 different types of smiles, but only 6 happen when people are having fun. One reason that people smile is that they are uncomfortable. An example of this is the fear smile. Humans smile like this, and so do chimpanzees. To make a fear smile, chimps pull back their lips and expose both their teeth and their gums. The expression is helpful because a chimp that makes this face seems like less of a threat. They do this when they are scared of another chimp with a higher position in their society. If you've ever made a big mistake in public, you've probably used the embarrassed smile. It's a way that people try to hide their emotions. When people make an embarrassed smile, their faces turn red. In addition, they might move their head down to avoid making eye contact with others. Vocabulary Review. Necessarily. You do not necessarily need to learn some Japanese to visit Japan, but it is a good idea. Researcher. The researchers have found new animals at the bottom of the ocean. Expression. The father's expression became more serious when he learned no one knew where his daughter was. Threat. Bears in the wild usually see people as a threat, so it's best to stay away from them. Embarrassed. Jordan felt embarrassed when he slipped and fell in front of everyone in his class. Emotion. Dogs can feel a number of emotions, including happiness and sadness.